And good morning. Welcome to In Focus on this Tuesday. Brady Bowman with you. And Dave, we're flying a little solo. Was expecting Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez to be in this morning. Still isn't here yet. He was on the schedule, on Riley County schedule too. But so hopefully he makes it in, and we'll figure out what's going on there. We do also expect Riley County appraiser Greg McHenry. We expect him to be a little later in the program, closer to around 9:30. But right now it's kind of open topic.
Open topic. I know that one of the things, you know, and let's talk just a little bit about the county commission meetings.
Sure.
There has been a recent development. Commissioner Rodriguez, who serves as chair now, I understand, has instituted a prayer on a monthly basis for Riley County Commission meetings. And I know there was a letter to the editor from someone who opposes that idea. Be interested to hear community conversation on that this morning.
Right. I was hoping to talk about that with them.
I can imagine that probably would have been a topic. And we've covered it within our newscast, but it might be interesting to get some public response from that, see how folks feel about that. We can also talk about, Angus, the Vizsla. Is that what it is?
Vizsla. Yeah.
Vizsla.
Yeah, and I found a picture of the breed.
Kind of looks like a brown wire terrier that's kind of big.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a hunting dog.
Apparently, yes. Mm-hmm. According to our reports,
Angus is a 3-year-old dog that lives in Hutchinson with his owner, and apparently Angus is trying to file to run for governor of Kansas.
Yeah, the owner filed the paperwork. Mm-hmm. It was rejected.
And there's nothing in the record book that says that a dog can't run.
And isn't that the irony of what's going on in the state right now, when so much of the topic the past 3, 4, maybe 5, 6 years has been voting rights and those stipulations, and as far as the difficulties and requirements and papers that you need to provide if you're going to vote.
But if you want to have papers and proper identification?
I would have to assume so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's a register. I don't know if Angus is registered or not, but... either way, that is like a very ironic situation when you look at all the hoops that we've instituted in the state over the past few years as far as being able to vote legally. But as far as running, it's a little more easygoing if you want to run for office.
Fairly lax. Well, especially if you're a teenager. Obviously, we have had quite a few stories about, 6 teenagers now that have filed to run for governor.
And as far as the Angus story, that's what the Angus's owner is cited as kind of the inspiration to file the paperwork for him. He's like, well, we got, high schoolers doing it. Why not my dog Angus?
And why not?
Why not?
Why not? You know, and think about this. Think how much money lobbyists could save. Because dog treats aren't very expensive.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on the dog treat.
Well, I mean.
I'm sure they range. Those bacon strips.
But still, a bag of bacon strips will last a really, really long time.
True.
There's no alcohol content.
True.
Which, a bag of bacon strips, particularly, I think, is about $11-$12 in the stores, because that's what I buy. I buy the big bags. I break them in half because I'm chintzy.
You've been breaking them in half?
I break them in
half.
Okay,
so when I've went over from time to time when you've been on vacation or whatever, and I've... let Della out.
No wonder she's so happy to see you.
Yeah, I gave her a full one.
Well, Della's a big, big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likes those bacon strips.
Yeah.
And that is the thing with Angus. And, easy to please.
That may be true. And the thing is, it's just like, we can, that's one way to break down the political barriers. Angus doesn't care if it's a red state or if it's a blue state, Angus probably cares mostly about the color of the dog food bag.
Right, and dogs are colorblind anyway, right?
I think that's right.
So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But going back to what you were talking about, to open things up with, this very, very open format that we have here, at least for maybe another 20 minutes, is that topic that I did want to speak with Commissioner Rodriguez about instituting a prayer. And I talked with Clancy Holman, a county counselor, a couple weeks ago. I think maybe when we first saw that story, I gave him a call and I asked him about this issue, mainly from the standpoint of constitutionality of that, and if there is any sort of open records or open meetings rules and regulations on that, and how
separation
they have,
of church
state. Right, and how they have to go about that, and Clancy told me, did a little research himself, and basically, as long as they're not denouncing any specific religion or claiming that any one religion is supreme in this case,
cannot advocate.
Right, that's the key words, and that's what he told me. And he told me that Commissioner Rodriguez did advise him a little bit about this, and they did speak about it a little bit before there was any sort of kind of final approval. Not that I think Commissioner Rodriguez needed necessarily Clancy's approval on that or anything to that degree, but it will be interesting to see how it goes. I know in the Mercury's report on that Commissioner Rodriguez has said that he did want to try and bring in people of different faiths to come in and talk about that and do different prayers before the meeting. And these do happen from what I understand right before the meeting. And it will be interesting to see if they keep that up, what the protocol is going to be, if that's going to be something they do every month. I think they just started that. And one thing to note, every year the commission does change chairmanships. Every year there is a rotation among the three commissioners. It was previously Commissioner Ron Wells was the chairman, and that switched over to Commissioner Rodriguez, who is now the chairman for the Riley County Commission for this year. We did have a phone call. Didn't want to go on air.
But the caller says Commissioner Rodriguez is dealing with the flu right now. So
he'll get better.
Yeah. Apparently that's the issue, and that's apparently why he was not in attendance in yesterday's county commission meeting.
That makes sense.
So I know that they talked about some road projects, and the one that's going to get an awful lot of attention is the Marlette and Denison project, which is going to be a pretty good expansion. That is part of the sales tax plan that voters approved back in 2014?
That sounds right.
2014? 2012, 2014, sometime in there. So that's going to be quite a bit of a project there. It's expected to last until November. They're closing off a Marlette, I believe, beginning March 1st.
They are. That's going to be quite a bit of work. I think we had Commissioner Ron Wells when he was chairman at the end of last year he was in, and he talked about that project, and it's going to be a pretty big one for the county.
That is. So they got a lot going on. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, some of the numbers that we heard on the newscast this morning that, you know, the housing market seems to be still very stable here. That probably doesn't come as a surprise to many. Still got a lot of homes on the market. Still got awful lot of buyers. One thing that I noticed that, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but I was the other day driving down Bluemont Avenue. And there are a lot of those old homes that are now rentals. There are a lot of for rent signs.
There are. I've noticed that too.
A lot of for rent signs, and I don't know if that is because you know, they're more than usual, especially here during February, and that may be because we have so many more apartments.
So many more. Probably the most that the area has had in quite a while.
Ever since, and like this big Lynx project that's over here off of Marlette, just off Casement Road, and there's 700 apartments associated with that. There's more apartments that are going up a number of places around town, and with a declining enrollment at Kansas State University, that probably doesn't help that situation as much. But there are a lot of rentals that are vacant right now, it looks like.
All those variables, you will get that sort of result, and also you got to consider a lot of the growth around the Wamego, Potawatomi County area.
The whole general area.
Yeah, there's so many people that...
Still growing. I saw that Lawrence is over the 100,000 population mark. That's a surprise. I didn't realize they were that close. So yeah, they're still growing about 3% a year, which is about what we've been growing, 2.5% to 3% a year.
And that's true. Here. And you have so many people that live in Pottawatomie County that, you know, work mm-hmm. here.
And that doesn't come into that
right.
that factor. But Pottawatomie County's population is growing as well. Let's go ahead and take a break. We got a few open minutes here. If anybody wants to call and comment, talk about, you know, if you would vote for a dog for governor. Or, you know, maybe you have another four-legged friend.
Maybe get a cat in there. Who knows?
You know, why can't you?
Why not?
I mean, it's not like politicians are finicky enough.
At least fill out the paperwork so we can tell the story that you filled out the paperwork for a cat.
That's the fun part of the job,
exactly.
Isn't it?